We're in the Keses HaSofer, Simen Chof Aleph, Seif Dalet. Charitz Shebein Bayis LeBayis, B'shel Roish, Tzorach Sheyagia Ad HaTefer. The Charitz, there are four compartments of the Tefillin Shel Roish, and those four compartments have three Charitzim between them. So those three Charitzim have to reach the Tefer. What's the Tefer? The Hainu Ad HaTitura, meaning until the base of the Tefillin, until the Titura. B'di'evet Im Loi Higia Ad L'Sham, Ksheira, and B'di'evet, if the Charitz does not reach until the base of the tefillin, until the titur, it's still going to be kosher. Ubilvad sheyu al kalponim nikarim acharitzim, as long as the charitzim are nikar, sheyu arbaroshim nikarim lakol, because we need that the four compartments of the tefillin are nikar to anybody who looks at the tefillin. Says the Lishka Sifkotin Dalet, Kosev achayodam vizel l'shoinin. Chayodam says, V'nirli shal kalponim tzrichim sheyu adalet batim prudim zemizev, lo yumidu bokim. We were discussing in the last Sifkotin the question of whether the batim, the four compartments, can be glued together. So says the Chayodam, they cannot. V'loi kamoisha oisin ha-seifrim shemadabkin al yadei devek. Not like the seifrim who glue the four compartments with devek, reaksha lamalo oisim simonim karay chritz, and then on top they just make a reshima of a charitz, which is not a real charitz that you're seeing. It's just what the seifer indents with his knife. The tzarachian im lahachshir afilu b'diavad. Because if a seifer does such a thing, says the Chayodam, it's a tzarachian if we can be makel at all. V'chein ha-tfilin shel ha-gra ha-yu prudeis. And indeed, the tfilin of the gra were not glued together, the four compartments, rather they were separate. L'fim ha-dekai melon dal yedei ha-devek nasa kilu ha-yu mechubarin. Because we paskin that devek makes it like one. Sharei maisim b'kol yoyim sha-tfilin nasin mechaticha is klaf. Because every day, says the Chayodam, they glue together pieces of klaf, and then they make batim out of that. So you see that the devek have a chibur. Devek makes a chibur, and it turns it into one unit from which they make a bayis. V'imkein, after b'di'evit kosher, afilo imena charitz ad magi ad lamata. Therefore, even if b'di'evit, we're going to be machshir if the charitz doesn't come all the way down to the base. Mikol makim heker al kalponim beinon, but I still need a heker that there's a charitz there. Ukeshe medabkin abatim v'tochen es kol habayis v'tiachay beglanz. What about a case where they glue the batim together and then they cover it with like a plaster? Reaksha oisin roishin beglanz, and then they just make a line in the plaster to indicate where the charitz is. Efshe dezelei nikra heker. One can say that that's not called a hecker at all. Kiim sheyia ha-hecker machmas habayis. So long as the hecker is not the real hecker, so the reshima would not be considered a hecker. Lechatchila pshita debi'inan sheyia ha-charitz magia ad lamata. And avada lechatchila it's poshit that we need the charitz to reach until the base, until the titura. V'tzarech iyan alkol ad kan l'shayne. And the Chayodam leaves this as a tzarachian. V'hine b'sifkotin ha-koidim, says the Lishka, in the previous sifkotin, muva we brought, the ga'inei medina seinu svirlu da'devek einei machshiv ka'or echad, that the ga'inim of our medina hold that devek is not have a chibur, doesn't make it like one or. V'alkein oisin es ha-batim me'or echad mamish, and that's why we're machmir to make the batim out of one or in its entirety. Gam yadua sheim abatim einam mechuborim yachad bedevek yikach shashim eskalkal haribua. At the same time, by the same token, we know that if you don't glue the four patim together, you're going to lose the ribua. So you're stuck. You either have to, if you like the Chassam Sofer said in the last sifkotin, manavshach, if you're going to be makel to glue pieces of or together, then if you're going to have glue between the batim, so then it's also going to passel it. So how? So says the Keses. So what's the Eitzah over here? If we're machmir to have one piece of or, then we should be machmir not to put any glue between the batim either. So l'chayra was stuck. So he gives an Eitzah. V'lotzeis midei kol chshashes, to avoid all chshashes, to ulai al yedei adevek nasa kar echad v'ein kan charitz, ha'yanir lefiyane astaydi la'saisa b'inyan zeh. So he has an Eitzah. Make it in the following fashion. Shadalad batim yu medubokin rak bem tziyosan. Only glue in the center area between the batim. But at the edges, there shouldn't be any devek. What do you accomplish by doing that? The glue will hold the ribua together. And from the edges, you'll have real charitzim, and that would solve the problem, according to all opinions, at least b'di'evit. Oid kasa b'sefer chayodam v'asayfrim shetoylin ora al adalad batim. Sayfrim who throw a piece of ore on top of the four batim v'roishman b'charitzim b'sakin, and they just make a reshima of charitzim with a knife. Shetaynira k'moy dalad batim psulim. That avada is going to be puzzle. The behedya isa b'gemara v'shulchan aruch t'kshetoyla or al shel roish nasa shel yad. The gemara says black on white that if you put a piece of ore on top of a shel roish, that turns it into a shel yad. So the fact that you're going to carve charitzim into it, that doesn't turn it back into a shel roish. It's a shel yad. V'kein kosevli agoin v'al beis meir ad kan l'shayna. And the beis meir agreed that avada, that would be a psul. There's a minig amongst the seifrim that when they take the four batim and they put it into the press, they cut in between the four compartments, because any extra or between the four batim, it gets in the way, and it could cause, since in those days they used dakai, so it could mount, could cause a protrusion into the compartment, which could be mafriya the parshias. So in Mela, they want to get rid of any bulges in the claf, and they would just cut. And then they would put on like a band-aid on the inside, so that that it should look like it's whole, with a W, W-H-O-L-E. When in reality, it has a hole, H-O-L-E. Yesh lifsol. So that would be a psul. Azoy zokta mordchai. Avol masher gilin ha-seifrim shal yedei shemoitchen bitfus ha-charitzim shebein bayis lebayis al yedei chut. But this that the seifrim do, that the four compartments on top are not yet four compartments, so they take a mold and they push down the with a chut, they push down the mechitzis between the batim to create the mechitzis. So again, al yedei shemoitchin b'tfus acharitzim shebein bayis lebayis al yedei chut, v'al yedei ze yimshichu tzadei habayis yoiser lemata min emtza habayis. Since they pull down the makam of the charitzim with the chut, so it comes out that the right, the extreme right and the extreme left and the front and the back come down lower than the compartments, then the charitzim. And therefore, what do? Chaytchin lamata tzadei habayis. So they cut the bottom of the bayis on the sides. Actually, hushavim v'nisharu habatim mechubarim yachad. Until everything is the same height, and now everything is attached nicely and uniformly. Efsher lahem leisnatzel the dafka b'tzadei habayis ikakpeda. So they can taina that the kpeda is only on the sides of the bayis if you're going to have a hole. The kevin de ena doifin shalim, because since the wall on the side is not hole, with a W, H-O-L-E, loy mikri bayis, so that's not called a bayis. The bayis beloy doifin loy have a bayis. Mashenkein lamata, but if you have a hole, H-O-L-E, on the batim, underneath the area of the batim, afilu haya pasuach legamri, even if that area would be entirely open, haya shem bayis alav. The four batim up above are still called batim. Rakde be'inan shiyu me'or echad. I just need that those four compartments should be from one piece of or. V'kevin shebe'emtza gam lamata nishiru mechubarim. And since the four compartments are attached to each other on the batim, rak chaytchem mishnei atzadim, shaper havi le'or echad. That's still called in or echad, and Mimela the Kesis wants to be makel, that if they cut on the sides, on the extreme right and left, that would be acceptable. Says the Lishka and Sifkotin, hey, aval masher gilin, ken kasev ha-machza shekel, ayin l'shoyne. This whole shtickle Torah comes from the machza shekel. B'seifim lecha shamayim, klal yudches, sif gimel, kasev she'en lahat izayis klal. Lecha shamayim is not makel on this Shiloh. But Bina Sham Mevar Dvarav, and the Bina he explains, the Kosav is Elishaina, he writes, V'yoser ha'yaloi la'arav, the Machzah Shekel should have la'ichiach, the Ein Chilok Bein Mitzad, Bein Menatzad Mile Mata, Sherei amartcha yised dinoi hanizkar al pi rish echad de Rashi. The whole Mordechai is based on one pshat in Rashi, because of Shem Lehedya, and Rashi says over there clearly, v'cheinem hakera shelzu lamata letzad ha-titura, that if it's at the bottom, on the side of the titura, shepoisel, that's when the hole is going to passel. V'al zeh kosev ha-mordechai sheyesh lifsol ma'asher gilin kais v'tilin nachtech. That's when the Mordechai says that a hole passels. Alma, so you see, the ein chiluk, that it doesn't make a difference if the hole is on top or if the hole is on bottom. Either which way, it's going to be a psul. V'chein muchach b'pshitas Rashi. V'atema ala rav masa shekel, eich b'siyum dvar v'nira shemechashiv chiluk zelis natsus ksas. He says, I don't understand how the masa shekel could try and be mechalik between the bottom area and the top area in order to be mekel. V'avadei lesel, achar, there's no difference at all between the bottom area and the top area. L'hamayin b'rashi umort chayanal. So Mimela, the Melech Shamayim says the Machzor Shekel is shver, and he wants to passel it. Mechilas Kvoytoi Rosai says the Keses, called Dvarav Bazeh Divrei Tema, the Melech Shamayim makes no sense. Hine b'Rashi is badai ein shum remez. In Rashi there's no remez whatsoever to be mashveh the bottom and the top areas. V'gamei ha-mordchai ein kan shumai chocha, nor is there any proof from the Mordechai. V'hinei ha-rav machza shekel kvarimei is teima la-mordchai. The machza shekel already asked the kasha on the Mordechai, eich lomad leser, masha ha-sefer choytech bi-adayim, mi masha nimtza b'gemara, b'nifsiku mi-atzman, u-mechalgam bein atikul achadata. How can the Mordechai say that by cutting between the batim and creating a hole, that's going to passel If the Gemara itself makes a chiluk between new and old batim, v'hainu mishum de bechadita, because by new batim, if there's a hole, moira al kilkul ha'or, it shows that the or is no good, and we're going to passel it. Umaze inyan l'masha ha'sofer chaytich b'yadayim. So what does that have to do with a sofer who's cutting a hole in the or? We only know to passel when there's a problem with the or, but if he's cutting a hole, so that doesn't show that there's a problem with the or. On the contrary, so Mamela, why would that be a psul? So b'doichak, we have to answer that the Mordechai meant afshe ein l'shaine mashmekein, even though it's not poshut pshat in the Mordechai, that he meant the kevin the chazin and the bechadita bebeis smuchen psul, and that since we see that by new batim, when you have holes in two mechitzos which are adjacent to each other, that's going to passel. V'hainu mishum d'amrinan soifan sheyiskru kulon, because that shows us that all the batim will become passel. U'begimel gam ba'atika psulon, and if you have holes in three mechitzos, so even by old batim, that will be a psul. Imkein me'achar she'asofer oisakein bifnim shel kol ha'batim. So since the sofer is cutting these holes in all the mechitzes, pshita de posel. V'afshu oisazois bi'adayim. And even though he's doing it himself, in other words, we don't know that the or is a shvacha or. Sofer e'kulon mufsakos. Ma'isa, they all have holes. So that's the only doichek that we can give to explain why the Mordechai would hold that it's a psul when the sofer is the one who cuts the hole. But all this is only talking when he cut on the upper part between the mechitzas of the batim. But what he cuts in the batim area and the batim remain complete, why in the world would that be a psul? Kol shar batim shleimim, provided that all four batim are kosher and whole. WHOLE. V'gam ein shum svara loymar shesayfen liskalkel, and there's no svara whatsoever to say that the batim will get ruined. The ha'ein shum simen al raya or. We have nothing telling us that the or here is shvach. Kemen shesayfer oisus ois biyadayim. Mela, the Melech Hashemayim is very shver that he wants the pasel, and the keses holds that in such a case we can be makel and the tefillin will be kosher.